Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Mission Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do.
Praise
God. We're in our teaching series from the fourth chapter of 1 John. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on today. So like you call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. As we talked about in the fourth chapter of John, the nature of God will come alive in us. The Lord will take that old sinful nature out, place in us that brand new nature that will cause us to be loved, to love one another, that will cause us to treat people the way we want to be treated. Yes, because the Lord wants us to be considerate of our brothers and sisters. That's the way the nature of God is. You're not selfish. Church people that are saved and sanctified are not selfish. If you're selfish, you need to go back to the altar and repent and get Jesus. Because when Jesus comes in us, that selfish spirit goes out. But you have that love for your neighbor. You have that love for one another.
That's right.
Respect of a person comes out when you receive the nature of God in you. Amen. Because true saints do not have respect of a person. You do not discriminate because of the color of your skin. You don't show no prejudice because of the color of your skin. But when Christ come in you, you have love one for another. But that's the way heaven is. Because in heaven, there are no prejudices. Now, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. That's the love of God. That's the God that I serve. I serve a God that has no respect of person, regardless to the color of your skin. The gospel is to the whole entire world. Regardless to the color of your skin, every man, every woman, every boy and girl has a right to hear the word of God, to have a right to the tree of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So many times folks think this is a black man thing. This is a white man thing. This is a Mexican thing. This is a Chinese thing. This is an Indian thing, an Arab thing. But it's not. That's not so when it comes to the real salvation of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died for the whole entire world. The gospel is to the whole entire world. Because, amen, everybody has a right to the tree of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hold the lesson, Missionary Velvet. Give me Revelation 7 and amen 9. What did the Bible say in Revelation 7 and 9? You see, I'm a Bible preacher. You hear me? I preach the Bible. What did the Bible say in Revelation 7 and 9?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because we need to get this love like come from heaven.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude.
Now, this is what John said. He saw a great multitude.
Which no man can number.
A number where no man can number.
Of all nations.
Oh, what you said, Missionary Velvet? You said all nations.
Of all nations.
All nations.
And kindreds.
And kindreds.
And people.
And people.
And tongues.
And tongues.
Stood before the throne. and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Glory to God. Amen. Heaven is filled with all people from all nations, not just the Arabs, not just the, amen, the people from India, not just from Africa, not just from Europe, but he said he from all nations, kindreds and tongues, regardless to the color of your skin, everybody has a right to this great salvation that Jesus gave to the world. Ooh, that's something you want to shout about. Praise our God. I'm telling you, it's something to praise the Lord for. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody. What did that Bible say in Revelation, Missionary Velvet?
In this I beheld.
Amen.
It cried with a loud voice.
Amen. He did cry with a loud voice.
Saying. Salvation to our God.
Amen. Salvation to our God.
Which sitteth upon the throne. And unto the Lamb.
And to the Lamb. You see, Jesus was the one that caused us to come together. And when Christ come in us, we have that love one for another to come together. It's time to come together. Amen. I'm telling you, we serving a God that show love one for another. See, the world is full of confusion. They full of divisions. You got the devil causing divisions among people. Amen. These religions that teach hate. Want to hate folks. That mess is of the devil. And it's going to hell. And folks going to be in hell burning, fussing about skin color. You hear me? Praise of God. That mess is going to burn in hell. And you're going to be burning in hell, fussing about skin color. I'm telling you. Amen. Calls a certain color the devil. And the devil is right there in hell laughing at you. And you talking about a skin color is the devil. And you be in hell burning with, amen, and talking about, amen, a certain color is the skin color. I'm telling you, that mess is of the devil. But when Christ come in you, you have that love one for another. Glory to God. And have love one for another. Glory to God. That's the God I serve. I serve a God that loves people regardless to who they are. I'm telling you, it's time to have that love. It's time to show love. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Go get back to the lesson. I'm talking about the nature of God now. That's the nature of God. Amen. Sometimes folks say, I heard him if he, amen, my color, my skin. Amen. I'm telling you. Jesus came for all nations. He came to all people. He came to the Jews first, but now to everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What did the Bible say back to the lesson in the fourth chapter of John?
It said, no man has seen God at any time.
He said, no man has seen God at any time.
If we love one another.
Amen. People want to fuss about the Godhead. I'm telling you, amen, we ain't no need to fuss about the Godhead. We need to stop that foolishness. You hear me? Stop that foolishness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Folk talk about, what baptism were you baptized in? I'm telling you, I'll be baptized what Jesus commanded. You hear me? You better do what Jesus said and stop fussing over that stuff. Praise our God. Because, amen, we need to go through Jesus to get to God. You hear me? Praise the Lord.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us.
And his love is perfected in us.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. We have to have that love one for another. Love one another.
Hereby know we that we know. We that we dwell in him.
Know that we dwell in him.
And he in us.
And he in us.
Because he has given us of his spirit.
Amen. He has given us the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I feel good in my soul. When the Holy Ghost come in us, we have that power, one for another, to, amen, show that, demonstrate that love by treating people right. Loving folks. Treating people the way we want to be treated. Amen. When you give somebody something that you want. Don't give nobody anything that you want to throw in the trash can. I'm telling you, amen. That's not love. When the nature of Christ come in you, you give people something that you want to have. You wouldn't mind having it yourself. Amen. Give them a good pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes. Give them something good. Amen. Give them a new dress or something that's almost new. Something that you don't mind having yourself. But you give them an old raggedy dress. Something you want to throw in the trash can. Or give them a, amen, some kind of used deodorant. They got hair in it. I'm telling you, that's not the nature of Christ. That's not no love. Praise God. I'm telling you. Praise God. We need to have that love one for another. I'm telling you, glory to God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message talking about the nature of God. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease. Wherever the problem is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them have love one for another. Get rid of, amen, discrimination. Get rid of, amen, prejudices. Lord, let them have that love. Let love break out among church people. Praise our God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the song. Say, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. And if we know that Jesus loves us and we allow him to come into our heart, we will have love one for another. And let us take in these words and read them and pray and tell God to continue to use you and to continue to mold you into who you need to be. And he would do just that. Those behind prison bars and the homes, and I love you. God loves you even more. And he has a plan for you. You are not forsaken and you are not forgotten. You are important to us and important to him. Those in the free world, we're thanking for your prayers and your support of our ministry. God has a plan for you too, that he can be able to reign in your life, that you can do what is right and pleasing in his sight. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. It's whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. He is the one that can mold you into who you need to be through his son, Jesus Christ. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord open up doors so we might be able to get into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Amen. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And those that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Tonight's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.